Good morning to all of you who accompany us and those who tune in one way or another every morning. Today, with satisfaction, another day without death in our country. And in this way, in the hospitals, we keep 467 patients admitted, of them two under surveillance, 299 suspects, and 166 confirmed cases. In primary healthcare, our doctors, nurses, and specialists are monitoring 1,627 people. Yesterday, 1,378 samples were processed for the detection of SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19. At the molecular biology laboratory of the IPK Hospital, 595. At the Santiago de Cuba Lab, 286. At the Provincial Center of Hygiene Lab in Havana, 176. At Villa Clara, 161. And at the Amigeras Brothers Hospital, 160. As a result of analysis of these samples, 11 people were confirmed yesterday with the virus and therefore with the disease COVID-19. This represents 0.8% of the samples studied were positive. To date, a total of 98,381 samples have already been processed in Cuba. And as a result of this analysis, 1,974 people have been confirmed with the presence of the virus, and in many cases, with a disease already developed. And this represents 2% of the samples tested. The 11 new cases are all Cuban, 10 are contacts of confirmed cases, and thus 89.4% of all confirmed cases in our country have been contacts of another case that had been previously diagnosed. That represents 89.4%. Yesterday, in one of the 11 cases, the source of infection could not be determined. And in the accumulated epidemic in Cuba, 72 patients, the source of infection has not been determined. I say still because even if days go by, we are always looking for what contact, what epidemiological link could be established for the transmission. With a source of infection abroad, the same figure of 132 has been maintained, which represents 6.8% of all confirmed cases. Of the 11 cases diagnosed yesterday, 7 are female and account for 974, that is 49.3% of the epidemic, and 4 were male. And there are already 1,000 male cases, 50.7%. Of the 11 cases diagnosed yesterday were asymptomatic. This represents 72.7%. This is a figure that is increasing the number of people who are diagnosed with the virus while being asymptomatic. This is a pattern that is being seen in the world. And if we were to analyze, we might be getting to diagnose the cases a little earlier in our country. In this way, 50.7%, that is 1,000 of all confirmed cases in Cuba, have been asymptomatic at the time the diagnosis of the disease was made. The age group most affected from 40 to 60 years of age with 5 cases, followed by the group of under 40 years of age with 4 cases, 36.4%. Yesterday, a 7-year-old girl from Havana was diagnosed as a positive case contact, who, like the rest of the children diagnosed with COVID in Cuba, she has a stable evolution and an asymptomatic clinical evolution. By provinces of 11 cases, 81.8%, that is 9 of them, are from Havana. 2 from Havana del Este, 2 from La Lisa, 1 from Old Havana, 1 from El Cerro, 1 from Playa, 1 from Arroyo Naranjo, and 1 from Cotorro Municipality. 4 of the 9 diagnosed cases in Havana are related to the cluster reported in La Época store in Havana. In this way, Cuba accumulates a total of 170 cases in the last 15 days and a rate of 1.5 per 100,000 inhabitants. Of the 1,974 people who have been diagnosed with the disease, 166 have remained in hospital. We're talking about the active cases, of whom 164, 98.7%, have a stable clinical course, a positive indicator of the quality of the care given to these patients. We regret the 82 people who have died in our country as a result of this disease, and that makes Cuba's lethality rate at 4.15%. If we compare it to the situation in the Americas, of the 15th place it occupied until yesterday, today the island is holding the 16th place. The region has countries with very high lethality rate, such as Mexico with a rate of 10.73, Ecuador with a rate of 8.57, Canada 7.64, Brazil 6.26, and the United States with 5.91%. In the Caribbean region, Bahamas and Antigua and Barbuda have the highest rates. We have the two evacuees we always mention, and yesterday 15 patients were discharged in our country. This makes that the ratio admissions discharges becomes favorable once again, with more discharges than admissions of confirmed cases per day. With yesterday's 15 discharges, there are already 1,724 people who have been diagnosed with a disease who have recovered for an 87.1%, who have already recovered, who are already discharged. Today, the number of patients in serious condition is reduced to 2. Yesterday, we reported 4. We had no patient in critical condition. And today, the number of patients in serious condition stands at 2. The world, we have been aware of the news. Today, a group of information has been transmitted on the situation in Mexico, on the situation in Guatemala, which is really they have a very complex situation. And Brazil, which seems to be the epicenter of the pandemic. There you can see a map of Brazil, and you can see, according to the number of cases, the complexity that this country has, with places where, among the number of cases and the populations, those in red are the ones with more than 20,000 confirmed cases and also a large number of deaths. There you have the Amazon region. There is the region of São Paulo, with no less complexity, Rio de Janeiro, Pernambuco, Ceará, is one of the most complex as well. As you can see, a large part of the Brazilian territory, the South American giant, has a significant number of cases and deaths. There were also some, we saw some images that were a little bit shocking for the world and for the Cuban population itself. Large extensions of land, people opening up holes for the burial of people because of the high number they are having of deceased people in this country. In this way, until yesterday, 185 countries had cases of COVID-19. 5,459,528 confirmed cases. 87,868 in a single day. And in the accumulated number of deaths, 345,994 people have died. 1,180 more than yesterday as a result of this disease, giving a lethality of 6.34%. I don't think I said that the lethality in the region of Americas is of 5.81%. And in the Americas, there are 2,518,852 confirmed cases reported up to last night. And in a single day, 47,361. The region reports 46.14% of all confirmed cases in the world. There are 146,391 deaths, 2,044 in a single day for a lethality of 5.81, as we had said earlier. I would like to make an observation, because many people follow the information that we provide in detail, and they would realize that we are reporting more deaths in one day in the region of the Americas than what we are reporting in the world. This is due to a correction that Spain made regarding the number of deaths, which makes this indicator behave in this way. This is an analysis that Spain did on the number of deaths, and it has been published in the analysis of this assessment that Spain conducted in terms of the number of deaths. And this is the information we had for you today.